welcome to Blythraid Business News, where for this edition, I'm joined by the team from Pantheon Resources. Pantheon, listed on AIM, with the ticker of PANR, and a market capitalization which for the last few months has been hovering around £1 billion sterling. The company is operating in Alaska, and we'll hear more about that. I'm joined by Jay Cheatham, the chief executive, and Bob Rosenthal, the technical director. Bob, I'm going to come to you first. In a moment, I want to talk about your recent webinar you had for shareholders. But let's start with the resource upgrades you've announced. I mean, to a layman like me, they look enormous. Tell us a bit about them.
Well, hi, Tim. Well, look, we've had a really fantastic season. And part of that was drilling the Theta West well, which was 10 and a half mile step out from Talitha, where we made a discovery in the lower basin floor fan. And this winter, we actually tested the lower basin floor fan at Talitha. And when we got to Theta West and drilled the well and tested it there, it was substantially thicker as predicted. And the reservoir was better than we saw at Theta West. And because of that, we had to upgrade our resource model. And we came up with about a 60% increase in the resource to 17.8 billion barrels of oil, which is an enormous number. It's hard to contemplate, but it does compare with the huge discoveries that were made in the very, very first parts of exploration up in on the North Slope. And Theta West Fan covers 100,000 acres. So this 17.8 billion barrels is we really have a great deal of confidence in it. And then secondly, we tested the slope system in the Talitha well. We had never put a resource on that. When we drilled the well, we unexpectedly encountered better reservoir than we thought we were going to. We've tested light oil, and we've come up with a new resource of 2.2 billion barrels. So all in total, with the resource upgrades, we now have over 23 billion barrels of oil in place over reservoirs that we have tested movable light oil.
The webinar was very well received. I believe you had a great turnout. You updated the shareholders on what you were up to and what the results were looking like. But I guess, as we all know, shareholders like to chat and gossip, and the bulletin boards have had some discussion about your permeabilities being poor, bluntly. I mean, is that true? What can you tell us?
Well, not true. They have all fallen within our predicted outcomes. They all fall on what we would call the regional trend for where we are in terms of our depth of burial versus what our expected permeabilities would be. All our modeling, so when we talk about, when we say we that all these reservoirs we can commercialize are using the permeabilities that we found. And just as an example, the number one play oil development in the United States is in the Permian Basin. We have two plus orders of magnitude, and I'm sorry, I always say those words, and I have to step back. That's 100 times better. We have the permeabilities we see are 100 times better than what we see in the Permian Basin. They're not as good as some of the permeabilities that we see to the west of us at Willow and Pika. We have repeatedly said we're not going to see those permeabilities because we are have a greater depth of burial than they did. And we have published that information. We showed what our expected outcomes are, and that's what we're seeing.
I think it's probably fair to say that the reaction of the last few months, looking at the share price, if nothing else, is suggesting that Theta West is proving to be a world-class discovery. If that is the case, what's the next steps for that project?
Well, it is a world-class discovery. It's not looking like it. It is. We've got two wells in it where we have drilled, tested movable light oil. The step out was 10 and a half miles. It is a world-class discovery. The next steps are, we are going to, next winter, we will drill another well and do another step out and just show the extent. But it is a world-class discovery.
Let's move on and let's bring Jay in. He's been sitting there very patiently while we've been chatting. Jay, good to see you. Now, you've also got the Alkaid number 2 well planned for July this year. Tell us a bit more about what you plan to do there.
Oh, and Tim, it's good to see you again. So yes, I was sitting patiently by just waiting my turn. So yeah, Alkaid number 2 planned to spud in July. We have agreed the rig contract that is done. We started uncovering the gravel, so we will begin laying gravel actually at two locations along the Dalton Highway real soon. So we'll have two gravel pads there. As I said, we'll spud it in July. We will drill, we hope, an 8 or possibly 10,000 foot lateral. It is, however, our first lateral into this formation, our first lateral actually on the North Slope. So reliability, operational reliability is key. We will do a multi-stage fracturing on that well, Tim, and put it on production and truck the oil up and put it in the pipeline. So very exciting. It'll be our first true production well, long-term production test, and will allow us to move some of the Alkaid resource into the reserve category.
Let's stick with that word production, Jay, because you've also just announced production rates for the projects. Give us some context, some detail on what they mean.
Well, we tested many zones, as Bob said, and we were testing small intervals in vertical wells. And there are many ways that you can convert vertical wells. And remember, at the basin floor fan at Theta West, we tested 30 feet out of 950. And at Talitha A, a similar level out of 650. So, you know, we're only testing a small portion of the reservoir. But in terms of translating vertical to horizontals, all of our data indicates that our production, for instance, at Alkaid, if we got an 8,000 foot lateral, it'd be 1,200 to 2,000 barrels of oil per day based on standard industry reservoir engineering. We are using the low end of those numbers, Tim. We're saying 150 barrels of oil per day per 1,000 feet of lateral. It translates across to our other reservoirs as well. So we are hugely confident that everything we have is commercial. But the real key is getting one on production, just seeing how it will perform, and then using that data to verify everything else that we have.
Let me throw one final question to the two of you. Regular viewers, watchers, followers of Pantheon will know that over the years, you've talked about farm-in agreements. And I'm just wondering whether with the recent resource upgrade, farm-ins are back on the table. Are people sniffing around and desperate to do deals? But let me ask that of both of you. Who wants to go first? Bob, what's your view on farm-ins at the moment?
Well, farm-ins are, it's one avenue that we can take to to help us monetize the project. My view is it's, you know, we've come a long way. And you know, we're beginning to get traction with other companies and, the general industry out there. But I think the optimum time for us to really be doing a farm in would be post drilling Talitha and starting getting the production test results. And that will be sometime in the fall. And we are preparing a data room for the fall.
Jay, I'm going to hope that you're on the same page with that answer. What's your take on this?
I am, Tim. And as you know, and we've not been shy, back in November, we were very, very close to signing a farm-in deal that was, three stages. It ended up at a 10-figure number. That looked really very, it dovetailed with our plans very well. The numbers would potentially go up, but we would hope that we would be able to do something similar to that, as Bob says, after the Alkaid number 2 well goes on production in the fall. So we're super, super pumped up. We've got, as Bob says, world-class discovery.
And I'd like to add is, we're funded for Alkaid. We are funded for Alkaid. We are funded for, drilling in the winter of 2023. So, we're in a great spot.
Well, Bob, Jay, thanks for joining us again. You heard it here. That was the team from Pantheon Resources listed on AIM with a ticker of PANR and a market capitalization of around about £1 billion. As the gentleman said, they're in a good place. That's it from Blythe Ray Business News for this edition. Thanks for watching.